Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon.
John Coon and touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Coon for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Coon run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the six-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback, John Coon. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It is hour two of 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. I'm Rami Makhlouf alongside John Coon, and literally alongside today. Sometimes I'll say that figuratively. We're in different locations. Today we're both in one place. We are at Margarita's Mexican Food and Cantina in Green Bay. We're out here until noon. You'll have the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis coming out here from noon until 2. And they opened early for us. And, John, they even brought the margarita dip and queso out early for us.
Yeah, the food's ready. If anybody's out there in the area, they want to stop by. They want to get an early burrito. They want to get in. Maybe you're off today, an early margarita. Maybe you work third shift. Stop on by. Say what's up. We're sitting right in the bar area. It's a great scene. It's a great vibe. There's already some nooners here. We're having a great time.
Yeah, and we both were like, I think we'll wait till closer to lunch to eat, but you put queso in front of me. It's getting eight. You know what I mean? It's getting eight. It's what's happening.
That's what my grandma used to do. Are you hungry? No. Well, here's food anyways. Just sit there and eat, dum-dum.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all, to take a look at this Packers-Bears matchup from the other side of things. He's part of the Spiegel and Holmes show on 670 The Score down in Chicago. He's the Spiegel half of that. He's Matt Spiegel now, and he joins us now on 9 to noon. Spiegs, how are you this morning, my man?
I am wonderful. Great to hear that you guys are out and about in a world that can feel so disconnected. I love the sports radio remotes when listeners can come out and touch us and vice versa. Shake a hand for me.
Shake a hand.
Yeah, shake a hand. Let's not get too touchy.
Spiegs,
you know where I come from on this thing. I am a Bears fan working in a Packers market, and I've said on the show, you tell me. All right, bring on the booze. You tell me if I'm soft, if I'm scared in how I was thinking about this matchup before it got locked in with the playoff seeding falling the way it did. Spiegs, I would have been okay just closing this chapter of Packers and Bears and not seeing this team again. Not because I don't think we can beat them. I think we can. I think it's not a non-zero chance that we don't win this game. Quite honestly, I think it's a coin flip. And I don't want the bragging rights of getting that last laugh and that overtime victory a few weeks ago, the bragging rights of getting an NFC North championship. I feel like that all gets wiped away, and we don't really get to enjoy this offseason after what's been a pretty good season for the Chicago Bears. Is that the feeling among Bears fans right now, or am I on the scared end of things?
No, I think it's very much the feeling. Lawrence brought up that exact thing on Tuesday, and there was widespread agreement that a loss here would sully the entire season. I don't believe that in full. I think it would knock it back for longer than it would take if it were a loss to the Eagles or the Rams or the Niners or something like that. But I think you would still end up in a space, and I trust that, you know, Bears fans will, and you would, Rami, if the Bears were to lose this one, that you'd be able to appreciate this season for what it has been, which has been remarkable. But I don't even like that we have to do some of that future casting. I suppose we're now later in the week on a Thursday, maybe we can. The fact that Lawrence was doing it on a Tuesday really pissed me off, to be honest with you, because it's like, can we just enjoy the season that was. And so, like, it's just a really interesting week for Bears fans to deal with. Oh my goodness, what a difference a year makes. Let's take stock of what the coach is and what transformation has become, how we feel about Caleb Williams now, and the fact that they won the division, and now you're faced with all of that maybe being swept under the rug. It wouldn't be swept under the rug. It would just make for a more awkward summer. Here's the comp I'll give you, Rami. After the Bears lost to the Eagles in the double doink, that sucked. And for a few weeks, that really sucked. And in 2018, but that offseason was one of the more anticipatory, excited, and joyful offseasons I can remember as a Bears observer and Bears fan. It wasn't until Aaron Rodgers and the Packers beat the Bears 10-3 on the opening night of the season that all of that fell apart completely and was unbelievably deflating. But that offseason was joyful and positive and optimistic. And I think Bears fans will get to that, even if the worst should happen on Saturday night.
Yeah, but let's be honest here, Spiegs. You talk about the magical season. The Bears are the 2 seed now. The 2 seed has only lost one time in NFL history against the 7 seed. That's 1/10 of the games. The Bears, do you really want to have this magical season end in a way where you're the 2 seed and that you don't just lose where 2 seeds don't lose to 7 seeds, and it's your rival, the Green Bay Packers? And added to that, 2018, you just mentioned it. You had a full year of excitement and anticipation of what was going to be. After seeing what it was not, are you in fear that maybe this is a little bit of fool's gold this year? And if not, what's different?
Yeah, no, I'm not in fear that this is a 2018 situation, because Matt Nagy was a one-trick pony running Andy Reid's offense and shoving Mitch Trubisky into the Pat Mahomes square and hoping for it to work. And that's what he did the next 3 years. Ben Johnson has already shown that he's a far more malleable offensive mind who will work with what he has and adjust his playbook week to week, year to year, season to season, as needed. I got a lot more faith in him. And as a leader, it's so clear to see that Ben Johnson is a very different kind of coach. For instance, if Caleb Williams weren't to work out for some reason, I believe that Ben Johnson could find his version of Jared Goff, who was a cast off from the Rams, and make some pretty good offensive magic happen. So I don't see that comp. Going back to the first part of it, John, yeah, I don't want to see the Packers win because of guys like you. Because the guys like you, and because of the Wisconsinites in my midst and the Packers fans in my midst, look, I walked into my local Mariano's, which is the you know what Dominic's used to be. It's the grocery store here, folks. I walked into the Mariano's. I saw a giant cookie with a slice of cheese painted on it and yellow frosted, right? Like one of those cookie cakes with a Packers cheese. Like, I got nauseous looking at that thing. I'm like, really? They're selling that here? I am literally, Rami, you know where I am. I'm in the South Loop. I am basically across the street from Soldier Field, and I got to walk into my Mariano's and see a cheesehead cookie cake? What are we doing? Like, no. So, yeah, that's what's going to make it unseemly is our neighbors, is the people that we have to deal with. That's also what makes the rivalry wonderful and vibrant and exciting. But I'll tell you guys, we took a call yesterday or 2 days ago from a woman named Janet who lives in Milwaukee. God, was it the best, Rami. Janet drives to Chicago every week to watch the Bears game because she can't be around Packers fans to watch the Bears game. And she is in terror of losing this game Saturday night because of what her life would be. So we are now, as a show, as a station, we're trying to win it for the Janets. We want the Bears to win it for the Janets of the world, those imprisoned Bears fans up above the cheddar curtain who have to deal with the likes of John Kuhn every day and every week. And so, yes, it would suck, John. It would really suck. But it's also, let's be honest, it's,
you know,
so
it's funny, we don't ever hear from Janet.
Like this. What's that?
It's funny, Speaks. We don't ever hear from Janet, and she's in Milwaukee. We should hear from her every week.
No, she's listening to us. She's listening to us. But I'm sure that whoever's buying that dumbass cookie cake over at Mariano's is listening to you guys.
Yep. Call in if you bought that cookie cake, by the way. Call in. Give us a call. We'll put you on the air with Spiegs.
Talking with Matt Spiegel of 670 The Score in Chicago right now, getting you ready for Bears and Packers this Saturday in the wild card round from Soldier Field. Spiegs, which quarterback do you think faces more pressure in this football game?
Oh, boy, it's an interesting way to think about it. I guess Love, because of what the expectations are. And Caleb, you know, if Caleb has a dud, he's a rookie in his first playoff game. But I also think that Caleb loves pressure. That's one thing I really like about him. There's a lot of things that concern me about his game, less so now, obviously, than earlier in the year. But I don't worry about his pressure. I mean, you guys know Jordan Love as a person and his personality more than I would, and it's tricky to know these guys at all, but I think Jordan Love is phenomenal. I think what he has done this year, when healthy, and the concussion obviously set it back, but like the interception rate is down. You know, the touchdown to interception rate is as good as it's ever been, except for that magical stretch, at the end of 23 when he had the 18 touchdowns and the one pick. But I think Jordan Love is outstanding. Pressure wise, I'd say probably more on him than on Caleb.
What gives you the belief that the Bears can win, and what gives you fear that your greatest nightmare will occur and the Packers will win?
Yeah, well, I mean, Jordan Love against the blitz was so great this year against the Bears. And Dennis Allen is going to have to blitz to get pressure, because they can't get pressure with their front four. They're 32nd or 31st in pass block win rate as a defense. They don't get there without games and schemes. So if they're in man, you know, and they're blitzing Jordan, I think he can pick them apart. What gives me hope is that I think they're really going to go, hopefully, to a multitude of zone coverages, maybe quarters coverage. That's what Peanut Tillman told us he would do. We asked Peanut Tillman. We enjoyed our conversation yesterday with you too, John. But like Peanut said, he would go into quarters, just play four guys back in a zone and force Green Bay to have 10 to 15 play drives. And if we do that in the atmosphere at Soldier Field, I believe the Bears can get two turnovers. And if they get two turnovers,
Spiegs,
they're 9-0.
I told you the same thing, Spiegs. I told you the exact same thing. You're crediting Peanut Tillman. I told you the exact same thing yesterday. That's exactly what DA. That's exactly what
specific.
I said, dropping that shell and make the Packers go long drives. And, that would be very tough. And to be honest with you, I think both teams should do it. Right, I think with the way that Keyshawn Nixon and the Bears exposed Keyshawn at the end of that game, I think both teams should do it. And neither team can get pressure with their four. And both teams should be able to run the football against that look. But I think we call this game a phone booth game. We play it in the red zone, and we see who can convert the best at the red zone. The Packers been struggling at that this year as of late, but at one point in time, they were number one.
Well,
all right, Spiegs,
well, hold on, John. Let me respond to that, John, because at Soldier Field, you guys went 0-5 in the red zone.
Exactly. We've been struggling at that recently, but at one point, 2 weeks before that game, we were number one in the NFL going into Denver. All right, last little thing for me. You guys did have a magical season, but is there any fear that you kind of shot your bullets early? Because the last 3 weeks, you know, the Green Bay overtime win, I don't know how you feel about that one. If you just narrowly escaped San Francisco, you're in the shootout, but you lose. Detroit, you lose. I mean, those fourth quarter magics, they weren't there really the last 2 weeks. Do you feel like maybe they ran out of their wishes?
There were six games that the Bears won when trailing at the 2-minute mark. Insane. There were three others that they could have when trailing at the 2-minute mark. So that could have been nine. So I think we got one more. I think we got one more in us when we need it. Maybe we'll need it Saturday night. Maybe we'll need it after we get past you guys. But I think there is one more magic bullet in this season, at least in the postseason for the Bears.
Spiegs, where are you at on this Bears defense? Because you can look at it in a number of ways. Now, San Francisco just moved up and down the field on them and scored at will. Detroit and Green Bay moved the football but couldn't finish drives and sputtered out in the red zone. Can this Bears team win if they don't, as you said earlier, if they don't generate two turnovers? Is that what this comes down to? Or do you have faith that the Bears can bend but not break against this Packers offense and somehow pull off a victory if they can't generate those turnovers?
I think they need the turnovers, but it's crazy to say a game is going to hinge on two plays. But that's the thing. I think they do need the turnovers. Here's the other thing they need, though. They need Dennis Allen and Al Harris to stop giving deference to a guy like Nashawn Wright because he made a lot of big plays and made those turnovers happen earlier in the year. That's the conundrum, right? He gets beat way too much in coverage and as a run supporter. Tyreek Stevenson needs to get on the field. And I hope that they are going to be aggressive in mixing up the snap count in that secondary. Looks like the backup nickel, Nick McLeod, is going to be available. Looks like the guy who's only played 117 snaps all year, Kyler Gordon, is probably going to be somewhat available. Tyreek Stevenson was a DNP, zero snaps when healthy last week. He's available. So there's three guys they didn't have in the mix just the last week against Detroit. I want all three of those guys to get in the mix, and I want them to stick with the hot hand. So I need aggression from the coaching staff, and in the end, we need those turnovers.
Got a prediction for us for Saturday night, Spiegs?
The last four games have come down to the final play between these two teams, and I think it's going to happen again, but Caleb gets it done like he did a month ago. So I think maybe that one more magic bullet comes this Saturday night. I got the Bears 30 and the Packers 27.
Ooh, you see a shootout. If there's snow, does that change your prediction? Because they're saying there might be weather.
Nah. Well, John would know more than me, but the footing favors the offense, doesn't it? It's the defense has to win.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Adjust to the target.
It does. So. It does. I would be weary just for the fact that they said wind gust possible. I felt the wind gust in that second game, and I noticed throws to the Bears sideline were a little shaky for a couple guys when they were making. So I'm watching the wind more than I'm watching any precipitation.
And speak. Will the heaters be working on the Packers sideline for this?
Yeah. What was that?
I hope not. I hope not. Hey, man, you do what you can. It's like Red Auerbach used to have the visiting locker room at the old Boston Garden. He used to have the hot water not work there. So guys have to take some showers and be upset. We do what we got to do.
That is Matt Spiegel of Spiegel & Holmes on 670 The Score in Chicago. Follow him on Twitter at Matt Spiegs, and our guest for the last few minutes on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Spiegs, always appreciate the time and the insight, my man. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, enjoying the rivalry very much this year. Appreciate it.